Some South Sudanese say the day provides an opportunity for people to reflect on past accomplishments and set national goals. Jane Godon-Soro, executive director of the South Sudan Entrepreneur Association, says she remembers vividly how she felt free when South Sudanese voted in a referendum in which they chose to separate from the rest of Sudan. Soro says her first recollection of freedom was spending the night at the Women's Union building with a room full of women who had traveled to Juba from all over the land, which is now South Sudan, to vote for independence. Soro says she and thousands of other women anticipated a green nation, peaceful and prosperous, bursting with promise and potential.
And we still remember that day. And then we thought that maybe this thing, this happiness will continue up to today. But what happened? Because of our leaders who are leading us, no separation.
The man behind the road of South Sudan's independence was Dr. John Garang, leader of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement and Sudan People's Liberation Army. Garang signed the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in 2005, laying the framework for independence. He died in a helicopter accident just weeks after being chosen vice president of Sudan's transitional administration. Juba activist Zainabu Usman describes what she believes Garang would think about South Sudan's 10th independence anniversary.
For me, I knew Dr. John Garang personally. He was somebody, when he says something, he will do it. During the signing of the CPOU in Nairobi, and that speech still rings into my head. He says he wants to see women ululating, because I'm sure what he wanted was, we went to the bush because we wanted something better for ourselves. We didn't want to be second class citizens. We wanted to be first class citizens with all the priorities and with all, you know, the power. But now things are different.
Edmond Yakani, executive director of Community Empowerment for Progress, a civil society organization in Juba, says years of conflict have destroyed citizens' expectations for real independence.
I would have been the most disappointed person, because we messed up the purpose of why we fought for independence. And one of the mess that we have is that we become one of the most corrupt states. Secondly, we become a state that is defined by characteristics of fragility. So Garang would have been the most disappointed leader by saying, look here, I didn't fought to have a state where it is fragile and where does not upheld transparency and rule of law. So he could have been the most disappointed, honestly.
Juba resident Dudu Susan says inflation and high commodity prices has made day-to-day life difficult these last 10 years.
Our currency is slowly, gradually and surely becoming more and more malnourished. It's losing its beauty. It's losing its weight. It's losing the chances of becoming its best in a country as young as South Sudan.
Godfrey Bula, a Juba-based lawyer, says peace and stability is what South Sudanese need above all else to see their dreams and hopes fulfilled. For VOA News, I am Sheila Oponi in Juba.